Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny this afternoon with highs around 79. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 53. Highs level off around 78 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Construction crews were working in Butler County and made a discovery of human remains from the 1800s. Butler County Sheriff's Office says that construction workers were doing some work on the south end of the Augusta Airport and found a grave from the 1800s while working. Undersheriff Damon Cundiff says that they are trying to determine what to do with those remains. In other news, Sedgwick County has begun a program called Veterans Treatment Court Program. In order to qualify, a veteran must live in Sedgwick County, be honorably discharged from the military, convicted of a felony from a mental health or substance abuse disorder, and agree to 18 months of probation. Veterans would not qualify if they are convicted of serious felonies, domestic violence, a drive-by shooting, or a felony sex offense. The overall goal is to assist men and women veterans as they are caught up in the criminal justice system. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/youearnedit. That's aarp.org/youearnedit. Paid for by AARP.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The tradition in Clearwater during homecoming week is to TP as many houses as possible with an amount of community support. But Raina Cerna Easley and her husband Clifford Easley IV found something else while they were cleaning up from the damage, as they told 12 News.
And then we made our way over to our bushes, and there were cotton balls in our bushes, like strategically placed, as if it was meant to hurt us in some way.
The Easleys say, as a black family, the gesture hurt, but they know that they are wanted in the community. They're not seeking legal action, but do want the person to take responsibility and learn their lesson. The man accused of raping three patients at Ascension Via Christi is pleading guilty. 20-year-old Miguel Rodella has pled guilty to rape, 2 counts of attempted rape, and 2 misdemeanor counts of battery. Rodella allegedly posed as a nursing student so he could enter patients' rooms. From the news desk, I'm Felix Johnson.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The Central Community College Board of Governors have approved an operating budget for 2023 through 2024. It includes its fifth straight decrease in the property tax levy for the 25 counties served by Central Community College. Jessica Burgess, who helped a teen get an illegal abortion in the state of Nebraska, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Madison County District Court. The charge was removing/concealing a dead human body, false reporting, and performing an abortion past 20 weeks gestation. The 17-year-old girl being held by Burgess has since turned 18 and was sentenced in July to 90 days in jail, followed by 2 years of probation after pleading guilty of removing a dead human body in May. A judge ordered that Burgess receive a psychological evaluation before her sentencing, but that was rescinded due to lack of funding. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously adopted the 2024 county budget with a mill levy of 44.725. This revenue neutral rate was used after advance notice of a proposed 45.567 mill was not published in a timely manner 10 days ahead of the public meeting. No one came forward during public comment. This will generate some $43,000 less than the original proposal and will most likely affect year-end balance transfers. A Zoom meeting was held to discuss the proposed jail project and sales tax question for the upcoming November general election. The updated anticipated construction cost is estimated at $12.7 million, with 6% towards soft costs and miscellaneous expenses, for a total estimated construction cost of $13.5 million. The proposed sales tax question will be further edited and will include the amount of construction and anticipated sales tax bonds expected at $8 to $9 million to be issued, which will be considered this week. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the low bid from Reese Construction of Salina for $395,000 for replacement of a bridge on Tumbleweed Road. Quivira Road between 4th and 5th Road in Washington County will be closed Monday and Tuesday to replace a pipe. Mahaska representatives met last week with commissioners about the need for a new water tower in Mahaska. They're looking for different ways to receive help with the project. They have received a grant, but the need's greater than they've come up with. Commissioners offered different suggestions and will contact Economic Development for ideas. The 1940 WPA project is considered the only remaining concrete water tower in the state and is crumbling. The structure is listed on the National Historic Register. $500,000 has been approved through a loan forgiveness program initiated 3 years ago, but costs have risen another $200,000, with recent bids ranging from $682,000 to $934,000. Nemaha County Commissioners continue discussion regarding the employee health insurance program, including deductible and contribution levels, with no decisions made. Mike Miller was offered a newly created post of county administrator after a special meeting September 8th. He's most recently served as a risk manager and director of support service at Pratt, Kansas Regional Medical Center. He will begin work in Nemaha County October 2nd. With an annual salary of $103,000. Gage County supervisors at a special meeting last week presented an overview of the budget, noting the county valuations have gone up with a resulting decrease in tax asking amount of 6%. Wise spending was committed, and some retiring staff has not been replaced by streamlining operations. No one was present for public comment, and the budget will be voted at the Wednesday, September 20th meeting. The 40.28 mil county tax rate would result in a budget just under $48.5 million, with the request for general fund obligations down some $720,000 year over year. Pawnee County Commissioners, after a public hearing last week, adopted the 2024 budget with a mill levy of 28.93, reflecting a 2.3% increase in taxes received. Valuations increase 2.83%. A three-vehicle fatality accident with injuries was reported Friday afternoon in Marshall County. Traffic was closed several hours at the Axtell intersection on U.S. 36 as a result. The fatality, Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, was attempting to turn north on K-110 from U.S. Highway 36 and was struck by a semi driven by a Shawnee Mission, Kansas man, John Kaiser, age 46. Also involved was a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Timothy Winkler and a passenger, 59-year-old Margaret Winkler, both of Sabetha. They both suffered severe injuries and were transported to a Lincoln and Topeka hospital, respectively. The truck driver was not reportedly injured. An unidentified juvenile was reportedly involved in the accident, but no information was released on that individual. Again, the fatality Friday afternoon, shortly after 4:15, claimed the life of Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell. Serious injuries were sustained by Timothy and Margaret Winkler of Sabetha. Highway construction and maintenance projects in Riley County on U.S. 77 and U.S. 24 begin this week. Approximately 12 miles of Highway 77 from the K-82 junction to U.S. 24 will be resurfaced first, then continuing another 12 miles on Highway 24 west to the Clay County line near Riley. Work will take place during daylight hours, Monday through Friday, some Saturdays possible. Traffic reduced to one lane with a pilot car and flaggers, which could delay travel. The project runs through late November. Highway resurfacing in Republic and Jewell counties on U.S. 36 and K-199 begins this week. East from Mankato to Cortland, brief delays are possible along U.S. Highway 36. Lyle L. Howell, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church, with burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Lyle Howell. Alberta A. Bertie LeCure, age 72, of Morrillville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m., at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial at 12:30 at the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 1 until 7, with a vigil service at 7 at the Ward Funeral Home, Washington, in charge of arrangements for Bertie LeCure. Marjorie E. Marge Lau, age 85, of Greenleaf, passed away September 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marge Lau. Denise M. Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Denise Torrey. Francis A. Veering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements with a mass and rosary are pending, with the Christie Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge for Francis Veering. Delmer Uffman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Delmer Uffman.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Staying much warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, then partly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying breezy throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And more sunshine Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 78, record high on this date 99. The average low 53 and the record low 29. Sunrise this morning 7:18. Sunset this evening at 7:19.
A better sales pitch might be all it takes to get kids eating more vegetables. We have details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 26th. It is the 269th day of the year, and tennis star Serena Williams was born on this day. The secret to getting your kids or anyone else to eat more vegetables may be as simple as better salesmanship. A study at Stanford University found many more people prefer a dish described as rich, buttery, roasted corn over one labeled as simply corn. Indulgent descriptions performed even better when compared to healthy restrictive labels such as low fat or reduced sodium. It's something that marketing departments have known for decades, so why not put it to use in your own home? When the family asks what's for dinner, don't say zucchini. Offer them slow roasted caramelized zucchini bites and see what happens. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs got a huge win, 41-10, over the Chicago Bears. They scored more points in one game than they did in the previous two games combined. The Chiefs' defense continued their phenomenal performances, keeping the Bears quarterback Justin Fields under 100 yards passing and hauling in an interception. Chris Jones added to his sack total, and so did Mike Dana. Offensively, Patrick Mahomes threw for 272 yards and three touchdowns, with Travis Kelce bringing in 69 yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs have two away games in as many weeks. They go to MetLife Stadium next week for Sunday night football against the New York Jets. And then they're in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings. National media and Chiefs fans alike were enamored with the appearance of one fan sitting next to Travis Kelce's mom. It was Taylor Swift. Over the last week, rumors of their budding romance has hit the headlines. Mid-America Sports Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rough GX Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Yeah. It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rustiac Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65-325. Sale price 54-325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for up to 60 months. $16.67 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10-2-2023.
Both the Wildcats and the Jayhawks played phenomenal second halves when it comes to week four in college football. And both teams are lingering around the bottom of the AP Top 25, with KU hopping in at number 24 and K-State sitting just outside at the unofficial number 26. After just 1 week of being removed from the list after the loss to Mizzou, they find themselves knocking on the door after the win against UCF. The Jayhawks improved to 4-0 after the win over BYU, and the school has its first back-to-back 4-0 starts since the 1913-14 and 1914-15 seasons. Next week, the Jayhawks play the number 3 Texas Longhorns in Austin. And the Wildcats head to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Juwan Taylor has been penalized multiple times this season, but that hasn't shied away his head coach and quarterback from siding with the right tackle. Both Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid said in their post-game press conferences that they don't see anything wrong with what Juwan Taylor's doing due to everyone in the league doing it as well. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Plants are the easiest way to bring birds into your landscape. Increase the number and diversity of wing visitors by adding a few feeders. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Get the whole family involved by making a few from leftovers from the breakfast table. Use the rind from that grapefruit and fill it with thistle seed for the finches or grape jelly for the cedar waxwings and hang it in a tree. Gather a few evergreen cones and coat them with peanut butter or homemade suet and roll in bird seed. Attach and hang it from a colorful ribbon. Make sunflowers into feeders. Punch 4 evenly spaced holes in the flower head with a screwdriver. Run twine or colorful yarn through the holes to create a hanger. DIY or purchase a kit to convert soda and wine bottles into bird feeders. Homemade feeders make great gifts for kids to make and give away. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We recently did some shows from the Old Faithful Inn in Yellowstone National Park. Also impressive is another park lodge, this one in Glacier National Park. The story of its construction and its service to visitors yet today is quite a story. And it's next on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Susan Stapley at the Historical Society in Columbia Falls, Montana, enjoys sharing the story of some of the historic buildings in Glacier National Park. Just after the park's establishment in 1910, a large lodge was built.
East Glacier Lodge, when they built it, they brought in huge timbers, 52 feet long. They would bring them in one or two to a train car.
Those timbers have stood the test of time, a beautiful and rustic place at the park.
70 men worked on it for 15 months to build this huge lodge, and it still looks very much like it did back then.
The lodge at Mini Glacier followed soon after, opening in 1915. And what is today McDonald Lake Lodge had roots dating to an old privately owned hotel there in the late 1800s. New construction in 1913 and 14 gave us the foundation of the lodge there today. But it was the East Glacier Lodge where most visitors first arrived by train.
When they got to the lodge, it was a big deal. The chiefs and people from the Blackfoot Nation would come and meet the trains and put on a big dance or whatever, but they would be in their full regalia.
And working at lodges was a great summer job. But it helped if you were multi-talented.
The people that worked at the lodges, oftentimes they came from all over the United States and worked for the summer at Glacier Park for the adventure. And they were hired not only as workers, but they were hired if they could sing and perform because then they could do dual duty.
When the park was established in 1910, there were essentially no roads in the park, save a few miles of wagon trails. The Going to the Sun Road was opened in 1933, making it possible for visitors to drive across the park, changing the way most explored the area from the way they did in the early part of the century. Driving the countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.
There will be a personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer Saturday, September 30th, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th Street in Marysville. Selling at noon is a 2003 Chrysler Grand Caravan. Front-wheel drive, newer tires, 75,000 miles. Tools include a 10-inch table saw, 4-inch jointer planer, a miter saw, portable air compressor, cordless drill, other miscellaneous tools, a Werner 24-foot fiberglass ladder, 14 and 24-foot aluminum extension ladders. They'll be selling 2 walk mowers, push mowers, 22-inch snow blower. Collectibles include 2-gallon Red Wing crop, a few pieces of Fiesta ware. Household items include dining tables with 6 chairs, glass front hutch, oval table with 6 chairs, chest of drawers, bedroom set, folding tables and chairs, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for Don and Ruby Harmer, Saturday, 10 a.m. at 503 North 14th in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you've noticed silky webbing encasing your tree branches, the fall webworms have set up housekeeping. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Their presence is more unsightly than it is serious, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Some of the trees in my area have big, silky nests on the ends of the branches with wiggling caterpillars inside them. They're fall webworms, and while they might gross you out, they're not harmful to the tree. The webworms feed on dozens of tree species, but one of their favorites is the black walnut. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says the female moth lays her eggs on the undersides of the leaves. When the larvae hatch, they eat the foliage around them.
They encase that foliage in that webbing. And once they devour all the foliage within that webbing, they just simply expand the webbing and incorporate more foliage. So that tent structure gets bigger and bigger and might reach anywhere from 2 to 3 feet long by the time it's all done. And those caterpillars are always within the tent.
The sight of this can be absolutely ghastly, but Holscher says unless the tree is very small or it's suffering from some other stress factors, the webworms and their tents will not kill the tree. If it still alarms you, there are a couple of things you can do. One is to simply prune out the webbing when you first see it. The other option is to spray it with a pesticide. But Holscher says there's a couple of issues with that.
Number one, you would have to make sure you have a fairly high pressure because the spray material would have to penetrate through that webbing to get to where those caterpillars are. Number two, while it may kill the caterpillars in there if you get sufficient penetration, it doesn't remove that tent. I mean, it's still going to be there and it's still going to look unsightly. So if that's a concern, you just don't like how it looks, you're better off to just figure out how you can get up there and prune that out.
Holscher says the webbing will go away on its own over time. Falling leaves and weather will eventually tear it up. Learn more about fall webworms in your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You know, every time I go on social media, I see a new and exciting update from someone. They're getting married or having a baby, maybe starting a new job or even retiring. And it's really a constant reminder that life is always changing. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, no matter what life stage you're in, you may want to consider having a plan for your finances. And working with a financial professional is a great way to make sure that plan reflects your current needs as well as your future goals so that you're setting yourself up to live a purposeful life. Financial professionals will work to understand the ins and outs of your resources, and they'll also work to understand your goals and your purpose in life. Then you'll have confidence knowing you're making financial decisions that align with your personal values and that are helping you achieve your short and long-term goals. No matter what life stage you're at, consider having a plan for your finances.
Today, the start of a series on agriculture, carbon, and climate on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Agriculture. While a contributor of greenhouse gas emissions, it's also seen as a valuable way to mitigate climate change. A California nonprofit called Dairy Cares is involved in a state-funded effort to reduce emissions from dairy production in the state. Executive Director Michael Bocadoro.
Incentives have been the basis for all of the efforts in California to date, both credit markets as well as grants, and we're able to stack those in the state. That's allowed us to put these projects in place and to make the progress that we've made.
Bocadoro says cattle produce emissions from both ends. He says cow burps, also called enteric emissions, are the focus for the relatively new state program. Previous programs have centered on things like manure digesters.
And we're hoping to do the same thing on the enteric side, and that'll be some combination of state incentives, hopefully some work with some of the global food companies to inset and have compensation from those companies for those reductions. And hopefully we're going to find a way to match some of the state dollars with either private philanthropical donations or hopefully federal funding.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Grab your friends, ATVs, and poker cards for the Blue Rapids Road Ramble September 30th. Registration begins 8 a.m. at the Community Center. Dinner and a poker card are $30 for ages 13 and over, while kids 12 and under are $10. Check out more on Facebook at Blue Rapids Road Ramble.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision. On trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4. 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. They have a 2017 Jeep Renegade, 2017 Kia Sorento, and 2014 Chevy Equinox. Quality local trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, September the 26th, for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. During a recent webinar, the staff at Ag Economic Insights looked into the current economic conditions in ag and what might be coming in 2024. Brent Glow, co-founder of AEI, says the last 3 years have seen an above-average farm economy.
This surprised me a little bit. USDA just adjusted the 2022 net farm income to the all-time record high in 2022. Now, it surprised me a little bit I know on our farm, it was probably our best year ever. We had very high prices for commodities, and we had quite a bit of government farm program payments in that year. So it was a very good year.
While the USDA forecast is for lower profits this year, GLOW says the income level is still high compared to past years.
2023 is forecast to be down a bit, but still at a really high level. As we're going into this situation that we're watching right now, where we're starting to see commodity prices fall substantially, we're coming off of three pretty good years, and I think that's important to remember.
David Widmar of AEI says the drop in farm income from 2022 to 23 is large, but it's important to keep things in perspective.
It was a big number, $40 billion, almost a 25% decline. That sounds like a shocking, scary number, especially when you put it in context of high production expenses, high fertilizer, high interest rates. But as we talked about earlier, it's still historically a really strong year, and it's really the artifact of coming off of a record high number. When you start to revert to the mean after a record high, you're going to have some big adjustments.
And that's a look at your Ag News on this Tuesday.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Hey, farmers, check this out.
Ameristan 427 TQ Alfalfa is a trial topping forage with a perfect disease-resistant score, superior forage quality, and has fast recovery between cuttings. Ameristan 427 TQ.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Looking to take your wheat yields to the next level? Ask your AgriPro associate for 2023 yield trial results and check out AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine. Irrigated or dry land, farmers across the region are choosing AgriPro brand variety SY Wolverine for its proven track record even in tough years. One of the best in the AgriPro brand portfolio for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance, SY Wolverine delivers strong straw and is an excellent choice when planting following soybeans. Call your local AgriPro associate for performance data and to book seed.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Providing a food plot for wildlife will help them through the winter. You don't have to plant anything special. Make the most of what's already there on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Wildlife get through the fall and winter with a food plot. You can plant specific forages and vegetation for them, or you can make use of what's already there on the farm at no or little cost. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says weedy areas along the edges of fields, wetlands, or idled areas in the barn lot provide many habitat benefits. There are plenty of opportunities in the pasture or crop fields as well.
What comes to mind would be simple things like leaving a few rows of corn or beans along adjacent cover like fence rows or woodlot edges. They can make for a really important food source for wildlife during the winter. And other things like cover crops could also be good wildlife forage.
There is no hard and fast rule as to how much to provide because every farm is different. He says the wildlife will tell you how much they need.
If you left a few rows of corn, say, for pheasants or deer or turkeys or a bunch of things that would use them, you could go back out in the spring and see how much is left, and the wildlife will tell you how much they needed, essentially. And if you find that maybe you left too much one year and there was still some corn left on the ear, then maybe next year you leave a little bit less, or maybe you'll find that all the corn got eaten, and in the future you could think about leaving a little more.
It's best to have food sources close to where wildlife hunker down, such as forests, windbreaks, and shelter belts. Winter cover is much more effective with a food source nearby. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about food plots for wildlife at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday. Here's what we're looking at on this Tuesday. Well, right now you've got corn for December at 490. That's down 2.25 right now. March corn at 493.5. That's down 2.25. Kansas City wheat for December, 713. That's down 1.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 719.5 right now, and that's down 1.5. Looking at oats for December right now, 433.5. That's fallen now. It's even. March oats, 450. That's down up a quarter. Up a quarter right now. Taking a look at soybeans for November, 1298.5. That's up 3/4. January soybeans, 1317. That's up 1.5 right now. Let's look at cotton. For October, it's paused at 86.42. December cotton at 88.33, up 16 cents. March cotton, 88.63, that's down 13 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for October, 185.55, that's down $1.42.5. Live cattle for December, 189.20, that's down $2.25. Feeder cattle for September, 252.75, that's down $1.12.5. October feeders at 254.22, that's down $4.60. Crude oil for November, 90.50, that's up 82 cents. December crude at 88.87, that's up 70 cents. Taking a look at gold for October, 1901.40, that's down $16.80. Silver for September, 23.14.5, and that's flat right now. Wall Street at this time, the Dow is down 319, S&P down 49, NASDAQ down 174. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Eck Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah. You can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expired.
After Hours Feed Supply offers Nutrina and EDM feeds for pets and livestock. After Hours Feed Supply has 22 all-natural, 25 all-natural, and 2810 urea tubs on hand. Check these out at After Hours Feed Supply. Bob and Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. It is a time of year that chickens are starting to decrease egg production and lose feathers. K-State poultry specialist Scott Beyer explains why chickens go through a molting process. It is important for the chickens to molt. However, Beyer says that people need to do something different for young chickens.
It's light that regulates egg production. And so it's a little bit difficult to explain, but part of the annual process of a bird is to go through a laying cycle. Part of that is also molting. And so if you think about it, you'd like to molt and replace your feathers right when it's about to get really cold. So Mother Nature kind of takes care of that by shortening the day length, and then there's a hormonal response, and they'll stop laying during that shorter period of time. And that usually happens right around state fair time. To prevent that, keep the lights at 16 hours a day. To allow them to molt and go out of production, turn the lights off and let it go natural. And after they're finished molting, you can turn the lights back to 16 hours during the winter, feed them regular laying feed, and they'll go back into 100% production. So I always recommend people do that at least once a year, unless they just got chicks or pullets that spring. So if they have new birds, then I ask them to keep the lights on all winter, all the way till next summer, until June 21st, and then pull your plug on the lights. And what that does is that allows them to go through a natural molt at a perfect time.
Allowing chickens to get new feathers helps them prepare for the next season.
When your bird loses feathers, it will not replace any feather that got torn out or picked out or broken. It will not replace it until it goes through a full molt. And having a molt in the fall is perfect because you're going to have cold winter, and you're going to have a bird that survives better during the winter with it, with all its feathers intact. So if you have older birds, then you turn your lights off on June 21st, let them go natural. They'll continue the lay, and somewhere around state fair time, you'll start seeing them slowly go out of production, start molting. Somewhere around the end of October, they'll look nice and clean with all new feathers. Plug your light back in, put it on 16 hours, and a few week or two, you'll start getting eggs back for the rest of winter. Now, if they're brand new, young birds, don't do that. Keep them going because they're young and they can go right through winter without going through a molt.
He says there's another benefit for the bird and people when chickens are given the time to molt.
They also rebuild their skeletal system and they put more calcium back in the bone structure. And so you have a better quality egg when they come out of a molt.
That was K-State poultry specialist Scott Beyer. After the molting process, chickens should have a new set of feathers, increased production, and higher quality eggs. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
See, the competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
KNDY.
sat beside partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version. Boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I've got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace,
I used to call Funny Face. He's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get a boat.
Music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.